सर्वेभ्य नमस्कारः। अद्य वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुद्याः स्त्री प्रत्यय प्रकरणे प्रथमः पाठः अक्टोबर मासस्य पञ्चदशः दिनांकः। येनाक्षर समाम नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य ततुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। वी आर स्टार्टिंग अ न्यू प्रकरण इन द सिद्धान्तकौमुदी टुडे विच इज टाइटल्ड द स्त्री प्रत्यय प्रकरण। राइट, सो इफ यू लुक एट द सिद्धान्तकौमुदी एंड द टेक्स्ट, वी स्टार्टेड ऑफ विथ samyas and paribhashas, which are the basic definitions and interpretations required to get into the shastra. Then we dealt with the panchasandhi prakaranam, which deals with basic operations among letters or varnas. Then coming to shabdas, we started with the sup adhikara, the sauja samot. We started with nyam pratipadikat and sauja samot. And he covered the entire range of namapadas, starting from ajanta pullingas, ajanta strilingas, ajanta napumsakalingas, similarly halanta pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga, and ended with avyayas, which means having studied this much of the kaumudi, we should be conversant with all noun forms. Now that the Shabdadhikara started with the Adhikara called Nyap Pratipadikat. So all Pratyayas, that is the Sup Pratyayas, were added to Pratipadika and to Nyap. Now that Adhikara, continuing with that Adhikara, the next thing which comes under that Adhikara, that is being added to a Pratipadika, is the Stree Pratyayas. So in this Prakarana, we are going to look at the three pratyayas. What are the three pratyayas? To what words do we add these pratyayas? What are the changes which are happening, etc.? It will be better to note one point before starting three pratyayas. So far, the emphasis was on prakriya. You look at the entire Shabdadhikara, you look at what happens next, what happens. The prakriya is the focus of Shabdadhikara. And even sandhi. But in the stri pratyaya prakarana, there is hardly any prakriya to go by. There are hardly 10 sutras in the entire prakarana which deal with prakriya. There is always, if you have an akaranta pratyaya, you have savarna dirgha. If you have an ikaranta pratyaya, you have yasya picha. So apart from that, there is very, very little prakriya to be done in this. Okay. So stri pratyaya prakaranam is where you enter into the proper Shastrartha of it. Both the Stree Pratyaya Prakarana and the Karaka Prakarana of the Kaumudi, they are topics which deal very strongly, which go into the Siddhanta of Vyakarana. It's saying Siddhanta Kaumudi. He puts the Siddhanta everywhere, but this is where more than the Prakriya, what we call the Prameya Bhaga or the Shastrartha, we discuss what and why and how is what matters more than just looking at the superficial prakriya or the derivation of it. So as I had informed you in over mail and over this, we'll be using more of Balamanorama for these classes, because I thought it is there's no point in typing out the arguments from Balamanorama. We can directly read from the book wherever needed. So please have the Balamanorama with you every time you have a class. You can either have the hard copy, or I have sent a link to the soft copy of the book. So please have it with you always for these classes, because otherwise you would probably be lost, because I'll be referring to it very often. Okay. So starting with three pratyayas. What are Stree Pratyayas is a question. Stree Prabodhakaha Pratyayaha, Stree Pratyayaha. Stree Pratyayas are those suffixes which indicate the femininity of a word. So if you have say a word like Ajaha refers to a goat. So a she goat, the word for it is Aja, where the word Aja or the Pratipadika gets a suffix called ta, which indicates that that particular goat has the property of Sthritva or is feminine. So there are actually 8 Stree Pratyayas which you see in the Prakarana. Okay. So there are 3 Pratyayas which convert the word into Akaranta Strilingas. They are called tap, dap and chap. So these are 3 suffixes which make the word an Akaranta Strilinga. So in all those, in tap, dap and chap, the first letter which is T and D get Itsamya which you do and deleted. In chap it gets that also gets Chakara gets Itsamya which you do and it is deleted. And the final Pakara is also deleted by Itsamya by Halantyam. Okay, so we are left with A as the final thing. So the word will end with A. So an example for Tap is Aja, for Dap is Seema and for Chap is Surya. So these are just examples. We will see in detail where they apply. Similarly, there are 3 Pratyayas which make a word end in Ikaranta. It will result in Ikaranta Strilingas. So they are called Neep, Neesh and Neen. Okay. So again, if you take away the word, letters which get Itsamya, which is Nakara by Lashakva Tadhyate and the P, Sh and N by Halantyam, you are left with E. Okay. So examples are Kartri, Gauri, Shangaravi, etc. So these 3 together, Neep, Neesh and Neen are together. Words which end in these are commonly referred to as Nyanta because they all have Nga as the common factor. And words which end with Tap, Dap and Chap are referred to as Abantas because they have Aap as the common factor. So apart from these 6 are the most common. There is one Ukaranta Pratyaya called Unga, which you find in Shashruhu, Panguhu, Vadhuhu, etc. And there is one T Pratyaya which is very very specific. It is found only in the word Yuvatihi, Yunastihi. The word Yuvan gets T and it becomes Yuvatihi. So these 8 together are called Stree Pratyayas. So in the Prakarana we are going to see when or which are the Pratipadikas which get these Pratyayas and how. So you see that the 3 Pratyayas as I said refer to only these. There are a few other Pratyayas. If you go to the Krit Prakarana, you find that there are a few Pratyayas which end up being Strilingas always. Say the most common example is Ktin. Okay. So there is one general rule. Any most Sanskrit words which end in that T is Strilinga because of that suffix called Ktin. You get Kritihi, Gatihi, Matihi, Buddhihi. All those are Strilingas because of a suffix called Ktin, which naturally, I mean, by default, Striyam Ktin. So the Ktin Pratyayanta becomes Strilinga word, but that is not considered as a Stree Pratyaya. Okay? Because that Pratyaya does not indicate femininity. So as I told, a Stree Pratyaya is a Pratyaya that indicates femininity and nothing else. The Pratyayas which we saw in the previous slide, the 8 Pratyayas, they indicate only femininity and carry no meaning of themselves. Whereas this Ktin does not indicate femininity by itself. It is a Pratyaya which indicates Bhavartha in this case. Kritihi means Karyam, the act of doing. So the Pratyaya carries its own meaning. It just happens that the Pratyayanta word is ruled to be in Strilinga. Okay, so there is a difference. These Pratyayas do not belong to Stree Pratyaya. So a Stree Pratyaya is one which indicates femininity and carries no other meaning. Okay. So these krit suffixes are not, do not belong in stri pratyaya. So generally you see that there are words in pullinga, so pratyayas that are added to modify these words into strilingas happen to be stri pratyayas. Okay, that is the general idea of a stri pratyaya. Coming to the text of the stri pratyaya, the first sutra or the first rule of the prakarana is called striyam. It has a single word, adhikaroyam. As you can see, the sutra number is 413. The fourth chapter, first pada, starts with nyapratiparikat. The second sutra was sojasamot. And the third sutra is striyam. As soon as he, Ashpanini, finishes with sojasamot, he starts with the stri pratyaya prakarana. So Dikshitar is also taking it in the same way. He started with soldiers and he covered whatever is related to it. Then he is entering into the stri pratyaya prakarana. It is an adhikara. Samarthanam iti avat. Till the sutra, samarthanam prathamadva, which is the 82nd sutra in the pada. So from 413 till 4182, because you have around 80 sutras which deal with stri pratyayas. So that is all in the Mula of the Kaumudi. He just has his Triyam and say, in whatever follows, or that everything which is told after this is in strilinga or stritva. Right? There is a lot more to this which you can find in the Vyakhyana. Samarthheti is the pratika of the Balamanoram. From now on, whatever, as usual, whatever is indicated in red is the pankti from the Kaumudi, from the Mula. Whatever is indicated in green is from the commentary. This is a pratika which you have to look for in the commentary. If you are reading the commentary for the first time, the commentary will have some words in bold. That is, he is extracting something from the Mula and commenting on it. So that thing we call it as the pratika, whatever is given in bold. So the samartheti, you have to look for the word samartheti in the commentary and then read on from there. So looking into the commentary, samartheti yavaditi avadhu. So the Mula says samarthanam iti yavat. So this adhikara, the adhikara of striyam goes on till samarthanam prathamadva. Samarthanam prathamat ityataha prak ityarthaha atra idam avadheyam. So he starts, these are things to be known before we enter the prakarana. What is stri is a basic question. Fine, we are dealing with strilinga prakarana and all that, but what exactly is stritva as defined here? Because what we generally treat as, say, feminine is not what is exactly the strilinga. As you know, so there are words like shila, there are words like, say, vidya. So why are they strilingas? You have, it is not just a basic a division of, say, masculine, feminine and neuter, which you find in nature. So that is what he explains very clearly. Tanakeshavati strisyan lomashah purushasmataha ubhayor antaranyaccha tadabhave napumsakam. So that iti lakshana lakshitam avaya samsthana visheshatmakam laukikam stripumsayor lingam. Laukikam stripumsayor lingam. The general concept of stri and purusha as you find in loka, laukikam, is this. Stanakeshavati stri syat lomashaha purusha smataha. This refers to, say, a human division of gender. Stanakeshavati stri syat. So the feminine gender is characterized by certain organs like the breasts and the hair of the head. Lomashaha purusha smataha. Man is identified by the hairs on the body and other such things. Ubhayohu antaram yaccha tadabhave napumsakam. and where there is no special characteristics which you see, it is tadabhave, where there is neither the lakshana of the stri nor the purusha and no differentiation between those, that is called napumsakalinga. Iti lakshana lakshitam avayava samsthana visheshatmakam. So this definition of stri and purusha depends on particular avayava, organs of the stri or purusha, wherever, whichever living being you take, when you define, divide it into feminine and masculine, you go by certain organs present, physical organs which are present in the organism to classify it either as Puman or Stri. Iti lakshana lakshitam avayava samsthana visheshatmakam laukikam stri pumsayohu lingam. Tadabhave, that is tayohu ubhayohu abhave sati. So where the characteristics of both the Stri and Purusha are absent, yadubhayohu antaram sadrisham, that which is like both, tat napumsakam, that is called napumsakam. Okay. Tadidam laukikam lingam asmin shastre na upayujyate. But this definition of linga or gender is not used in shastra, in Vyakarana shastra, for a very valid reason. Tasya achetane khatva maladau badhat stri prate anapate hai. Why? He gives two reasons. The first thing is where there are non-living things like khatva. Khatva is a cot, mala is a garland. So in those achetane khatva maladau badhat, you do not find the characteristics of stri in these non-living things. So, stri pratyaya anapatyaya. In such a case, you would not get a stri pratyaya in those. Both khatva and mala are words ending in tap. They are akaranta stri linga. So, since the characteristic of the stri are not found in these living things, you would not get the pratyaya. Stri pratyaya anapatyaya. That is the first reason. Second reason, dharan ityadu tasmat sasona pumsi iti natva anapatyaya. Dharan, dhara is an akar. Anta pullinga, which means wife. Naraha, it is a nitya bahuvachana and a pullinga word which indicates a wife. Now, since dara is always feminine, daran ityatra tasmat sasona pumsi iti uchyate. Pullinge eva natvam bhavati. Shas pratyaya, the sakara is converted to nakara in pullinga. So, if you go by the standard definition of stri and puman, since dara or a wife is always feminine, you would not get natva. So, sariram laukikam lingam asmin shastre na upayajyate tasya achetane khatva maladau badhat stri pratyaya anapattehe daran ityadau tasmat sasonah pumsi iti natva anapattehe. So, because of both these reasons, we cannot accept this definition of stritva. So, what is stritva as defined by the shastra is the question. So it says, kintu sattva rajas tamasam prakrita gunanam vriddhihi pumstvam apachayah stritvam sthitimatram napumsakatvam. Says prakrita guna, there are three gunas which are found in all living beings. Okay. Sattva, rajas and tamas. So, the Bhagavad Gita itself says there is no living being you find which is free from the three gunas. Natadasti prithivyamva divideveshu apunaha sattvam prakritijair muktam erebhisya tribhir gunaihi. There is no living, there is no thing at all, not living or non-living, whether it is living or non-living. There is nothing in the entire, on the entire earth. Natadasti prithivyamva divi deveshu apunaha sattvam prakritijair muktam yadevhisya tribhir gunaihi. Evihi tribhihi prakritijaihi gunaihi muktam sattvam natadasti. There is no thing which exists without these three gunas, which are prakritijaihi, which are born with nature. So, prakrita guna, that is what he says, prakrita, prakritehe agataha, prakritaha gunaha, which are sattva, rajas, tamas. ఏతేషాం సత్వరజస్ తమసాం ప్రాకృత గుణానాం వృద్ధి పుంస్త్వం అపచయ స్త్రీత్వం స్థితి మాత్రం నపుంసకత్వం. సో శాస్త్రిక్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ లింగస్ ఇస్ దట్ వేర్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణస్ ఆర్ found in excess, that is, there is a greater activity of the three gunas, that is defined as pumstva, that is masculinity. Apachaya sthritvam, hypoactivity, a lower activity or the lower pramana of these gunas are defined as sthritva, that is femininity. Sthiti matram, and just existence of these gunas without any particular activity is called as napumsakatva. Okay. So this, as Ravichandanji says, is from the Sankhya Shastra. The Sankhya Shastra is where they define this thing. So vriddhihi pumstvam apachayaha sthritvam sthiti matram napumsakatvam. This is the definition of stri, puman and napumsaka as accepted by the Shastra. It depends on the activity of sattva, rajas, tamo, gunaha. అతఏవ ఇట్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉత్కర్ష అపకర్ష సత్వే స్థితి మాత్రం ఆదాయ సామాన్య నపుంసకం ఇది ప్రమాద. దర్ ఇస్ వన్ కాన్సెప్ట్ విచ్ యూ యూజ్ ఆఫన్ ఇన్ గ్రామర్, సామాన్య నపుంసకం. ఇన్ జనరల్ వీ కెన్ హ్యావ్ అ నపుంసక లింగ ఫర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ అ జనరల్ రూల్ ఆఫ్ గ్రామర్. సో దట్ రూల్ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్. ఈవెన్ వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ say utkarsha or apakarsha of the gunas, they still exist. So just taking that basic existence, anything can be treated as napumsakalinga. I mean, this is found very naturally. If you look at something which you do not know, you ask tat kim. You don't say sahakaha or saka. Even if it is, the answer might be sahavrikshaha or sashila or tatphalam. So without knowing it, when you ask something, you ask in napumsaka, because samane napumsakam. Even when you look at something from afar, you can't realize what it is, then also you ask that kim. So the general gender, or by default, things are treated as napumsaka because of existence. Okay, this is not just in Sanskrit. Everywhere in all languages you find this, that napumsaka linga happens to be the default gender when you don't know, you do not have enough information to classify it as pullinga or strilinga. Ataeva utkarsha apakarsha sattveti sthiti matram adaya samanye napumsakam iti pravadaha. So this is the definition of stri, pum and napumsaka linga. So utkarsha apakarsha samyatmaka avasthatraya sadharana sthiti matra vivakshayam. నపుంసకం భవతి ఇతి తదర్థః. ఇట్ ఇస్ ద సేమ్ వాట్ వి టోల్డ్. ఉత్కర్ష అపకర్ష సామ్యాత్మక అవస్థాత్రయ. దర్ ఆర్ త్రీ అవస్థాస్ ఫర్ ద గుణాస్. ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఉత్కర్ష, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి అపకర్ష, ఆర్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి జస్ట్ స్థితి, జస్ట్ ఎక్సిస్టెన్స్, ఆర్ మోర్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆర్ లెస్ యాక్టివిటీ. సో ఉత్కర్ష అపకర్ష సామ్యాత్మక అవస్థాత్రయ సాధారణ. సో అమంగ్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేజెస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కామన్ ఇస్ స్థితి మాత్ర, జస్ట్ ఎక్సిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ కామన్ టు దీస్ త్రీ. So when such an existence is intended to be conveyed, tasya vivakshayam napumsakam bhavati iti tadarthah, samane napumsakam iti arthah. So idrisham avasthatrayam kevalanvayi. This avasthatraya, that is utkarsha, apakarsha and samya, is found in all things which exist. Kevalanvayi and kevalavyatireki are terms which you find in Nyaya Shastra. Okay, so kevalanvayi is that which has no exception. So these three are found without exception in all things that exist. There is no exception. Vai ayam padarthaha iyam vyaktihi idam vastu iti vyavaharasya sarvatrikatvat. In anything you take, you can refer to it in pullinga, strilinga or napumsakalinga. You can say ayam padarthaha in pullinga. You can say iyam vyaktihi. Vyakti need not be just a human being. Anything can be referred to as a vyakti, any matter. And idam vastu. So iti vyavaharasya sarvatrikatvad. So this particular utkarsha, apakarsha and sthiti is found in all things that exist. Tatsa idam lingam arthanishtam eva. Now he comes into another debate. So does the linga depend on the shabda or the artha? That is this linga, that is the svitva, pumstva, napumsakatva, is it a property of the word or a property of the meaning? That is, if you have say shila, so is it an inherent property of the word shila, or is it an inherent property of the stone, the meaning of the word? So it is a debate which has gone on for long, even in Vyakarana Shastra. And even after the debate, there are variant opinions. Some consider it as arthanishtha, some consider it as shabdanishtha, and so on. But according to Siddhanta of the Bhashya, tatcha idam lingam arthanishtham eva. The property of gender, it belongs to the artha, which is the meaning. It is inherent in the thing or in the whatever material you are considering, and it does not belong only to the word, is what they say. Tatcha idam lingam arthanishtham eva. Paduktam bhashye ekarthe shabdanyatvat drishtam linganyatvam avareva anyatvatvarcha. The word of the bhashya is explained further. Ekasmin eva arthe. In the same, for the same thing, pushraha taraka nakshatram iti shabdananatva darshanat. You find several words. So there is a thing called star. For the same star, you call it pushyaha in pullinga. You call it a taraka, which is a star, in strilinga. And you call it as a nakshatram in napumsakalinga. So, ekasmin eva arthe, pushyaha taraka nakshatram iti shabdananatva darshanat. So, there are different words referring to the same thing which exist in different genders. Kuti kuti radau refadi avayava upajanane linga bheda darshanatya. So in the same word, say there is a word called kuti, which is in strilinga, which refers to a hut. So the same word, if you add a character like repha, kutira, it becomes napumsakalinga, kutiram. Kuti is strilinga and kutira is napumsakalinga. Both of them refer to the same thing, and both of them actually originate from the same word. By adding a few extra characters to a word, the linga has changed. Kuti kutirado refadi avayava upajanane linga bheda darshanatya sanakeshadi siriktam eva lingam ityarthaha. So as you can see, this linga will not depend on the characteristics of the vastu, like the laukika definition, the initial definition we saw, tanakeshavati strisya lomashapurushasvataha. So that definition will not apply. So this is something else which is an inherent property of the matter, of any matter. Okay. So the Bhashyakara says the linga belongs to the matter. So why do we refer to as pullinga shabdaha? We say akarantaha pullingaha rama shabdaha, akaranta strilingaha rama shabdaha. So we are saying that the shabda belongs to the gender and not the vastu, right? So what is it? The prashne pullinga shabdaha ityadi vyavaharastu vachyavasakayoho abhedopacharad bodhyaha. So it is just vachya and vachaka. Vachaka is the word. The word is the one which indicates something, and the thing which is indicated by the word is vachya. So actually the linga belongs to vachya and not the vachaka, but we treat them as abheda. There is no difference. So because of that, we refer to it as a pullinga word and a strilinga word, but the linga actually belongs to the artha, is the siddhanta. One word, if you don't understand this completely, please do not panic. The commentary, when you are reading it for the first time, especially in Sri Pratyaya Prakarana, is a bit difficult to understand the first time. Okay? Just listen to it, have the samskara. As we go on dealing with it, you will understand this. Okay? But this is essential because of many things which we see later on. That is why I am going into the commentary in detail. So if you don't understand it completely for now, it is perfectly fine. Okay. So what we are debating now is, does the linga belong to the shabda or does it belong to the artha? So he says it belongs to the artha and not the shabda. So we will the commentary we will stop here. There is still some more which goes on in the commentary which is not needed right now. So I wanted to deal till here where the linga belongs to the artha. So the same shabda can be in different lingas. Say you find some words like te tataha tati tatam. The same word can be in three different genders. There are some words which are in pullinga, which are only in strilinga or only in napumsakalinga. So all these is based on usage, and it is because of that that in Sanskrit, like in some other languages of the world, you have to know it through the shastra. That is, which word is pullinga, which word is strilinga, which is napumsakalinga. Since we saw that it cannot be decided by external characteristics, that is where the linga is decided by external characteristics. The gender of the word is also very obvious. That is what is say in happens in languages, say like English, like Kannada, like other languages, where the first definition of linga is accepted. That is, whichever has masculine characteristics, that word, a word which indicates that is treated as masculine. A word which indicates a thing with feminine characteristics is treated as feminine, and everything else will be neuter. But that is not accepted in Sanskrit. We accept the sattva, rajas, tamo gunaha, and in every matter, with time, at one time there will be utkarsha, at another time there will be apakarsha, and at some times there will be only sthiti. Because of this, all word, all matter in the world can be indicated either by a pullinga word or a strilinga word or an apumsakalinga word. Right. So, since the properties of all three genders exist in matter, there is cannot decide that a particular thing has to be indicated only by a pullinga word or a strilinga or napumsakalinga. You have say words like wife, which are indicated in pullinga by dharaha. There is a kalatram with gender, and the patni. For the same thing, you have words in all genders, and the same word sometimes exists in all three genders. So because of all this, the whole prakarana becomes more complicated. Right? To know which word is used only in pullinga, which word is used only in strilinga, or which word is both, as far as Sanskrit is concerned, you have to go to either the kosha. Say an Amara Kosha will suggest which linga the word is, or you have to go to Vyakarana where you have some rules which suggest it, or you have to go into Prayogas. By usage you will know which word is used in which linga. Okay. Now coming back to the three I want to do the last two lines of the commentary in the same pratika, samathana prathamadva. He goes to different other things. He comes back to saying, so tachasa sthritvam iha pratipadikasyeva vachyam. It is two lines, the last two lines of this particular prakarana. Then before going to acharya tashta, tachasa sthritvam iha pratipadikasyeva vachyam. He also says the sthritva, the femininity of any word is contained in the pratipadika itself. Okay, so the pratipadika itself has the property of sthritva. Tavadayastu tadyotakaha. The three pratyayas like tap, dap, chap, etc. only indicate or they explicitly tell that sthritva. So because of this, tathacha tavadishu satsu avachyam sthritva bodhaha iti niyamaha natu tavadishu satsveva iti niyamaha. So the rule is not that there should compulsorily be a stri pratyaya for a strilinga word. You have words like say matru, swasru, etc., which are in strilinga. Like similarly you have vak, you have gir, etc., which are all strilinga words which do not carry a stri pratyaya. So the rule is not that all strilinga words will have a stri pratyaya. Okay? But the rule is only that anything which has stri pratyaya will be strilinga. If a word ends in the suffix tab, dab, chap, neep, neesh, neen, oom or ti, if there is a word which ends in any of these eight pratyayas, it will compulsorily be a strilinga. But the vice versa is not true. That is, a word need not compulsorily have a stri pratyaya to be in strilinga. Okay, so the rule is very important. You should not look for the stri pratyayas in all strilinga words. But any strilinga word which has these, or any word which has these suffixes, will compulsorily be a strilinga. Okay, so with that we'll move on. Kriyam iti adhikaraha. So now this adhikara pervades to things which indicate the sense of stritva in a matter. So the first sutra under this adhikara ajadita shtap, okay, 414. So there are two words in the sutra, ajadi ataha tap. So as you can see, this sutra gives the suffix tap, and to tell you, tap is the suffix which is found in a majority of strilinga words. Any akaranta strilinga which you find has a more than 90% probability of ending in tap. The other two suffixes, dap and chap, are very, very limited. Okay. So generally, if you find an akaranta strilinga, it happens to be tap. And this is also a very general sutra, why we will see later. So ajadita shtap is the rule, nyapratipadikat is the adhikara which is coming, striyam ityapi adhikara. So tap pratyaha pratipadikat param bhavati and stritvam dyotayitum bhavati. So this tap is added to a pratipadika and it indicates strilinga. So Dikshitar puts the sutra artha, ajadinam akarantasya cha vachyam yat stritvam tatra dyotye tapsyat. Dikshita's sutrarthas are very, very important always. Siddhanta Kaumudi, the value for Siddhanta Kaumudi is, much of it is attributed to the way in which Dikshita phrases his sutrartha. Okay? So the way he has put this sutrartha is also very, very important. It goes to the root of Vyakarana Siddhanta. That is why it is very aptly termed as the Siddhanta Kaumudi. It indicates what is the Siddhanta or the final view of the Bhashyakara. So he says, ajadinam akarantasya vachyam yat stritvam tatra dyotye tapsyam. This is what I told just now, that the stritva belongs to the pratipadika. So if there is a word, akaranta word, which carries the property of stritva, or ajadi. Ajadi is a class of words beginning with aja. Okay. So if the word belongs to this class of word and carries the property of femininity, ajadinam akarantasya vachyam yat stritvam tatra dyotye, to indicate or to emphasize that property of stritva in the pratipadika, we add the pratyaya called tap. So tap is added to all akaranta words and as a general rule, and it is added to words which belong to the ajadi class. Ajadyuktihi nishaha nipascha badhanaya. Now you see that aja, the word, the class ajadi, it contains all akaranta words. Aja, ashva, chataka, edaka, whatever. So all words, most words which belong to the ajadi gana are also akarantas. So when you are already stating akarantasya tap bhavati, an akaranta word will get tap, why again make this class of ajadi is the question. So he says, ajadyuktihi nishaha nipascha badhanaya. He says ajadinam tap bhavati, to overrule nish and nip. So what actually happens in Stri Pratyaya Prakarana is Adanta Tab Apamadav Neepnishav. Initially, as a general rule, he says Adantasya Tap Bhavati. Hraswakaranta word will get Tap, is the general rule. So as an exception to that, Neep Nishav, he tells Neep and Nish. Neep and Nish are also added only to Akarantas. So as a general rule, to Akarantas they add Tap. Under specific conditions, Neep and Nish will overrule Tap. Now to overrule that Neep and Nish, Tayoho api apavadaha ajadigane pataha. Again he puts those words in the ajadi class. So for these words, instead of neep or nish, you have to add tap. Ajadyuktihi nishaha neepascha vadhanaya. So if you look at the prakriya, the first word in ajadigana is ajadi. So you have aja is the pratipadika. So tasmat pratipadika ajadyatashtap iti sutrena tap pratyaha kriyate. So aja tap, chutu ityanena takarasya itsamya, halantyam ityanena pakarasya itsamya, tasya lopaha iti sutrena ubhayohu takara pakarayohu lopaha. So you are left with a, aja and a. Now akasavane dirghaha and aja. So there is no prakriya. So the same prakriya will go on for all till the end with the chap. Okay. So everywhere you have only akara, and since it is always added to akara, there is always savarna dirgha. Okay. So there is no prakriya to be noted here. So aja is the first example. Aja is a goat. So when there is a feminine goat, that is the goat has the property of femininity, you add the tap to it to indicate it. So now, is this aja a pratipadika? This is a akaranta strilinga, like Rama. But is this a pratipadika is a question. Because if you remember the definition of pratipadika, there are two definitions of pratipadika. Right? The first one says arthava adhata rapratyah pratipadikam, and the second one says kruttabhira samasashta. So according to the first one, arthavat adhatuhu apratyah. Dhatum pratyayam pratyayantam chavarjayitva athava chabda swarupam pratiparika samyam syat. Now this is a pratyayanta. This is ending in tap. So it will not get pratiparika samya by athava dadhatara pratyaya pratiparika. And the three pratyayas are not krit, not tadhita, not samasa. So it will also not get pratiparika samya by krit tadhita samasa. So this aja does not have pratipadika samya. If it is not a pratipadika, you cannot add the su suffixes to it. Sup pratyayas. If you don't add sup pratyayas, it will not become a pada. Sup tingantam padam. It has to be either subanta or tingantam. Now you end up in a situation where you can neither add sup pratyayas nor ting pratyayas. So we use the paribhasha here. Pratipadika grahane linga visishtasyapi grahanam. Iti paribhasha, a very important paribhasha. Paribhasha says pratipadika grahane, when you are taking a pratipadika, linga vishishtasya api, you also consider that pratipadika which is formed by adding a stri pratyaya. This is a linga vishishta pratyaya to it. So because of that paribhasha, you get pratipadika samya. Otherwise, this would not be a pratipadika at all. So aja is pratipadika. So you add, since it is a pratipadika, you add supratyaya. Halgyabhyo dirghasudusya pratam hal iti supratyasya lope aja iti prathamekavachane rupam. The forms will be like rama rame ramaha etc. Ataha khatva. An example for akaranta word is khatva. So you can look at the derivation of the word in the commentary. Khatveti iti pratike. Khatakankshayam iti dhatuhu. As the dhatu is khat. Ashu, Rushi, Lati, Kani, Khati, Vishibhya, Kvan. So you add a Kvan suffix to Khat. Kvan nityata kakarasya itsamya vakaraha bhavati. Khatva iti bhavati. Khatva shabdaha adantaha. Adanta is hrasva akaranta. So the word khatva ends in hrasva akara. Tasmatu yata. अकारान्तत्वात् तस्मात् टा प्रत्ययः भवति सवर्णदीर्घः. सो यु डू स्टाप् अण्ड् देन् यु डू सवर्णदीर्घ. यु हाव् द वर्ड् खट्वा. सो वट् डस् इट् मीन्? शयनं मञ्चपर्यङ्क पल्यङ्काः खट्वया समाः इति अमरः. सो इट् इस् पर्यङ्क, इट् मीन्स् अ काट्. सो हि गेव् वन् एक्साम्पल् फार् अगादिगण एण्ड् वन् मोर् एक्साम्पल् फार् अकारान्त. सो टु वर्ड्स् विच् बिलोङ्ग् टु द अगादिगण एण्ड् टु ह्रस्वकार द सफिक्स् टाप् टु इण्डिकेट् स्त्रीत्व. टाप् इस् द फस्ट् आफ् द त्री प्रत्ययस् विच् वि आर् हेविङ्ग्. अजादिभिः स्त्रीत्वस्य विशेषणान् नेह पञ्चादि. I think we should stop here and continue with this tomorrow, because this is again, as I said, in Sri Pratyaya, I have to be prepared to encounter the Shastrartha at every step. He goes into detail of why things are how they are. Now he is explaining why he has phrased the Sutrartha in that particular way for Ajatashastra. So just go back and listen to this again and understand what has been done so far. Tomorrow we will continue with this. Any questions?
Okay.
Yes.
What does it mean? Kankshayam. Kankshayam is desirable.
Yes. So a khatra is that which facilitates desires. A cot is where you sleep.
Okay.
This question, does the Ajadigana not have any words which are not akaranta? No, Ajadigana has all akaranta words. There are a few halanta words, nishya, dishya, etc., which is debated sometimes, but like 99% of Ajadigana contains of hrasa words. There are two or three halanta words, that's all. Any other questions?
So the Sutrartha will be then, it is Ajadi and Akaranta. So the Akaranta,
yes.
And Ajadi, so it should be both and condition.
Yes, yes. No. It is not and. Whether it is Akaranta or not, as long as it belongs to the Ajadi Gana, it will. But it happens that the Ajadi Gana contains Akaranta words.
Okay.
So the question is, why do you mention separately when they are already akarantas? If you just say atashtap, akaranta tap bhavati, you will already have tap. So why put them into a separate class called ajadi is the question. So the answer is, even for akarantas, tap is just the general sutra. There are many exceptions. For akarantas, under particular conditions, neep is added, niche is added. So to overrule that neep and niche, he is again putting them into a separate class saying Ajadi. So these words, even though they satisfy the conditions for Neep or Niche, they will still get Tap.
So which means if it is an Ajadi, even if it is non-Akaranta, it will still get Tap, like Dish will get Disha or something like that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thanks.
If it belongs to Ajadi and not Akaranta, it will still get Tap.
Okay, thanks.
येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिन ये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.